This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And all the Halloween people are lurking in the building now here. All the costumes and everything else. Figgy just scared the living daylights out of me because he was... There's a window to our studio here, and I could see someone over my back shoulder standing in the window, and I turn around, and it's Figgy painted up like the Joker with a maniacal smile on his face.
And he's just standing there?
Just standing there, yeah. Just standing there. Was standing there for a good 30 seconds, like waiting for me to turn around.
What the hell, Figgy? Oh,
man.
You can't do that. I'll tell you what, too. Adult house, these adult horror houses,
houses.
Yes.
Now, the other kind.
Houses of horror?
Of horror.
I guess that's why they call it a house of horror. I never thought about why they do that. They call it a house of horror, not a horror house.
Yeah, it's a little close.
Is it a whorehouse, a horror house, or a horror house?
Yeah. So what were you going to say about the houses of horror?
The house of horrors. Yeah. They're a bit much, man.
Yeah.
They're a bit extreme. I saw one yesterday where they actually strap you down and put tarantulas on your face.
Okay. That's messed up, dude.
You get a prize if you make it through all 7 levels of this house of horrors.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was watching. I was like, yeah, I could totally handle that. And then I got to the tarantulas. Nope.
How far in were the tarantulas? How many stages?
Seems like the 4th or 5th level.
So could you have gotten through the first few? Do you remember what they
probably
were?
Probably not. Yeah. No, I'm all big talk when I'm seeing it and I'm not involved in it. I've learned this from VR.
Typical meathead. Like
classic meathead. No, man, I'll tell you what. If you've ever done VR goggles, that whole, like, it doesn't matter how much you know it's an illusion and how fake it is. You're standing on a plank 20 stories up, and it's the most terrified I've been outside of a nightmare.
I get it.
Since I was like 16 years old. Yeah. So no, I'm big talk when I'm outside of a house of horrors.
Right.
But if I were in it, I'd be a whiny little baby.
Yeah. Classic bully. Just punch him in the face. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a bully that all of a sudden gets reduced to rubble when faced with genuine adversity.
I love it.
Or demand for courageousness.
That's right. JJ Watt was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Here was J.J. Watt finding out that the Texans at that time were a 2-point underdog to the New York Jets.
Let's talk about your Houston Texans. Big game tomorrow night against the New York Jets to kick off week 9 of the NFL season. You guys are underdogs, I do believe, in New York. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
You gotta be shitting.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Brother.
You gotta be kidding me.
Brother.
This is, what the hell does Vegas know that I don't?
This is what they know. This is what they know. Prime
He's
time.
Back.
Prime time.
Is he gonna be on the Jumbotron?
Didn't see that coming. Could be wrong, but I don't think I am. If I just look at these two squads truthfully right now, obviously I'm slightly biased, but I believe Houston Texans are the better team.
The McAfee
those guys, man, I hate that those guys think they belong on the the circle of meatheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make me hate Fireman Ed even, but they were doing a Fireman Ed there, right? Is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They make me hate Fireman Ed even more.
It's their joint. I enjoy the McAfee show. Their little, like, kind of joint frat boy type stuff, though, drives me insane.
You know,
that's it really gets on my nerves when they do their little chants and stuff.
It probably also translates better on TV than it does on just the audio of it. You know what I mean?
No. I don't like it. No,
oh, okay.
I don't like any of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind it. When
they all say he's a dog in unison, it annoys me. It annoys me.
No, you're right. You're right. Boy, JJ was incredulous. He couldn't believe it. Now I think there's explanations. This is what JJ didn't want to hear. And I think the Texans are the better team, too. But I do think there are reasons, good reasons, why this is a game that has flirted anywhere from Jets -2 to the Texans were -1 at one point this week. Like, this line has floated around a little bit. I think these two teams, based purely on obviously based on the results, it's very different. The Texans are four games different. But the fact, like, how different the results could have been with just a little tweak here and a little tweak there.
Right.
Specifically,
right.
Kicking game for the Jets.
The Texans, in a lot of ways, when you look at them, they look like a 500 football team, especially when you're 6-2, very easy to be, incredibly easy to be 4-4. There's very little difference in there.
Yep.
I think the. For one, obviously, you're playing on the road, so a 2.5 to 3 point difference goes there. So the Texans are still looked at as the better team, but they're playing on the road.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think that you take the top off of both of these offenses a little bit because both these teams have good cornerbacks. And both these teams have passing offenses that have not performed up to expectations.
Yeah.
You look at the names on the depth chart and you think on both these teams until now, the names on the depth chart for the Texans don't look as impressive in the receiving core as the names on the depth chart for the Jets.
No doubt.
But they haven't been able to tap into that. But it's the Jets have the advantage if you're trying to look at it as objectively as possible on wide receiver talent. The Texans defense has been very good. Their one Achilles heel, or one of their Achilles heels, has been allowing the big plays and the deep shots. On a down-by-down basis, the Texans are playing extremely well defensively.
Yes.
But then they have these blemishes that are just huge chunk plays, often in the passing game. And I think that keeps it a little bit closer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I would expect a big play. I expect there's more likely to be a big downfield shot by the Jets today than there is by the Texans.
Oh, no question about
that.
You know,
especially if they figure a couple things out, if they use Davante Adams a little bit differently. So that's what makes me more nervous than anything else.
Yeah.
I think on a down-by-down basis, yes, the Texans are going to really, honestly, physically mop up the floor with the Jets. But there's a couple little hanging chads that make me nervous.
You're talking about Texans defense mopping the floor with the Jets offense. JJ also had some opinions, and well, by the way, for those asking, we'll get final predictions and some other keys to the game in the final segment of the show. I wanted to get this in from JJ because here's the fact of the matter: if the Texans lose this game tonight, They're staring at 6-4 because the Lions might be the best team in football right now, and they're the ones coming to town next week, next Sunday. And who knows what the Colts are now with Joe Flacco at quarterback. I think they're a better football team, clearly, than Anthony Richardson, who tapped out of a game on Sunday against the Texans. Here was J.J. Watt yesterday on the Colts moving on to Joe Flacco.
I personally don't. I think they're a very good team. I do think Flacco gives them the better chance to win games right now. I don't think they're a Super Bowl winning team this year. And for me, if you were going to go that route, then you have to move to Flacco earlier than this. That's my opinion. Because right now, I think the only way you go to Flacco today is if you truly believe you can win the Super Bowl this year. Because otherwise, you have to figure out what you have with Anthony Richardson long term. You have to let him grow. You have to let him develop. There is such an epidemic in the NFL right now of ownership and coaches trying to get a young guy to play at such a high level so early, which, yes, we all want to. We would love if everybody came in and played like C.J. Stroud or Jaden Daniels. It would be incredible. But we're churning through these young guys so fast. If you are in a situation where you are rebuilding an organization or you're drafting a young quarterback to build around, you better understand what situation you're in. You better understand that that might not be Super Bowl in year one or year two, but that guy could develop longer term.
I think and I don't disagree with JJ there, but I think the question is, okay, what's the best way to develop a young quarterback? And I think what happened with Anthony Richardson over the course of the first half of the season was that he wasn't actually making progress, and in some ways he might be regressing in terms of his complete and total understanding of how to play quarterback, which, yeah, shouldn't be a surprise given that he hasn't played that much quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because he's been injured so much in his career, but didn't play much quarterback in college. And I think that they got to the point, especially in that Texans game, where he did so many egregiously dumb things by even rookie quarterback standards that they felt like, all right, we're not gonna get the improvement we need out of him if you actually genuinely want to even do right by him, that he needs to take a step back. And it doesn't mean that it's for the entire season. Maybe it's two or three games. I don't know. But I think maybe for Anthony Richardson's own good, when you try to roll him out there the week after he does not just the bad football decisions, but tapping himself out because he's tired, which just doesn't, I can't explain it any differently to people who are skeptical of this. It just doesn't happen. Some traditions are dumb and you do them a new way because, you know, people realize like, okay, because people will say, well, he took himself out of the game. What's the big deal? Other positions do that. Right. Because it's acceptable for those other positions to do it. Mm-hmm. There's reasons why. Just flat out, it's unacceptable for a quarterback to take himself out because he's out of breath.
Right.
He's not hurt. A position that, A, physiologically, even the way he plays it, is that demanding, yeah, cardiovascularly to where you need a blow. And B, if you're the starting quarterback, that's your offense.
Yeah.
It's third and goal.
Yeah.
You're down by 10.
Yep.
And it's third and goal. That's your offense. Why the hell are you taking yourself off the field? It's like abandonment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a policeman disappearing when the criminal shows up. You know, like it's cowardice on a certain level.
It is, no question.
And I don't think the fact that Anthony Richardson doesn't understand that shows you how far behind he is in understanding all the other things that it takes to be an NFL quarterback.
Well put. No doubt. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We will get on the record with this game. People want Seth's prediction because he's been cash money on the on over-under aspects, yeah, of these games. So we'll dig into the keys to the game. We'll get predictions. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop, one of whom is in costume today. Well, actually, two. Figgy and Lopez, both in costume. Unless Reggie's just dressed as Reggie Atatula. I don't know. But so we'll get thoughts from those guys on the game as well. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com